Sagt der Helge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Kehlen Perkhov Tess Mishnah Vav. Chut Meznayim Shel Tzamorim. Another handheld scale. This one, the people that sell wool. As well as Meshel Shoikle Zechuchis. Those that sell glass by weight. Sagt the Mishnah Tfachayim. How much of the string holding this up? Two Tfachim? Because this you have to hold with two hands. And that's the explanation for anything else that needs two tvachim. The handheld scales of the shopkeepers and the balabatim, they measure things that are much lighter. So you hold it with only one hand. But those that sell wool, those that sell glass by weight, here you have to hold it with both hands, you need two tvachim. Now, if you want to go back, the scales of the very delicate scales of those that sell gold or fine purple wool, those are even lighter. They just need three finger widths. You can, like, hold it with the tip of your fingers. You don't need to hold tefach. But the one of the tzamarim and the shleik l'schuchas, you need two hands. That's why the shear is tvachayim. Right, it's like the Mishnah, Yad HaMakar. So this is a chisel that's used to clean, says the Batanura, the Rechayim, the millstones. Menakru means when you, like, peck in, you have to really clean it. You get to a part where there's some flour that's caught, you have to, like, chisel to rub it out. You have to peck away at it. That's why it's called a Makar. Shiris Tvachayim, because this one you have to hold with both hands. Yad HaMatzot Shel Legioinos. This is some type of a weapon that soldiers, like from legions, used to carry it with them. Basically, it's a stick. And on top, there's like a very heavy, round piece of something that Hashem should protect us from. Soldiers used to use it. Tvachayim, you need both of your hands to swing this. Yad HaKarna Shel Zahavim, the handle. Cornice is a hammer, Shel Zahavim, of the goldsmith. Now this he uses to like flatten out the gold. You bang on the gold to flatten it out. So it's a bigger hammer. You need two hands to hold on to it. And that's why the shear of the yad is two tefachs. Two tvachim. The Shel Charoshin, the hammer that the blacksmiths use, Shloisha tvachim. The Tres Yisrael says the blacksmith, he uses this hammer to bang down a metal that could be very hot. So he doesn't want to get his hand too close to that metal. So he's going to keep his hand further up or further down on the handle. So he needs a handle that's three tefachim long.